Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about that people suck nowadays. So let's get this party started, shall we? Yes, I'm putting all the different places you could reach me because I'm going to start saying stuff the way I want to. And for YouTube, I'll be doing just the bare minimum for them because YouTube sucks my dick. And I don't give a fuck. Fuck those bitches. So I'm going to start doing stuff for the other channels and YouTube will either get better or fuck off. In my opinion, of course. I don't know if it matters or not, but it be what it be, yo. Yes, incidentally, I got two people on YouTube. Thank you, peoples. Thank you. And also, I had a donation of $25 recently from an anonymous donor. Thank you so much. So this is what I'm doing for the anonymous donor and also for all the new people that joined me. Yeah, through all the platforms. Thank you, everyone. That's so cool. You guys are cool. Thank you. Yeah, so thanks a lot for that, and I'm going to do this video a little bit playful, so hopefully you guys like what I produce, right? If not, I'm sorry. Well, let's see what my diseased mind could produce, right? Well, let's get this party started, and let's roll the tape.
Okay, who am I here with today?
My name is Scott.
Scott, if you could go back in time and redo, like, a moment in your life, what would it be?
That's a really tough question.
Yeah. Take your time.
Probably would have stayed in school.
Yeah? And why is that?
I haven't needed one. Hey, I might end up on the fucking internet now, you fucking cocksucker.
Oh, it's been a while.
Yeah, and look at this fucking bum. He's gonna try to fucking Jew him. And let's see what the Jew happens when he gets the Uno reverse card. Fuck this bum. I hate bums.
Oh, my wallet,
Hey, come on, man.
It's my wallet.
That's like mine.
No, I just dropped it. I ain't got one. It's my wallet.
No, it's my wallet.
It's my wallet.
Hold on, man.
Okay.
Hold on.
How is this your wallet?
Look inside of it. Let's look inside.
It's got my stuff in it.
What stuff? You ain't even looked in it.
All right. It's not my wallet.
Okay, let's see my motherfucking wallet.
That's all you, bro. You got it.
Well, that was fun, right? Well, check out this other bum. He got himself some chicken dinner, right? Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Fuck bums. I really don't like them. They fucking suck and they smell. Fucking creeps.
Literally seen it all now, bruv. What the actual fuck? That's a bit bad, isn't it, mate? You're not going to eat that, are you? That's unbelievable, Jeff.
Yeah, check out this dude. He finds out what's the difference between a nigger and a black man. Let's roll the tape.
Sir, you're looking elegant right now.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Looking elegant. You look like one of the good ones.
Talk about your
Wow, talk about zingers. Here's another one about Jesse Ventura talks about 9/11. Here we go.
BBC. I have a tape of a BBC reporter broadcasting directly back to England. Talking about a third building has collapsed. World Trade Center Building 7 talks for 7 minutes. All the while she's talking, World Trade Center Building 7 is still standing right behind her. It didn't fall for another half hour. Yet, they were doing a pre-broadcast back to England.
Yes, it's true that this building fell
and it hadn't fallen yet.
If you're trying to make out the British Broadcasting Company, one of the most respected news organizations in the world, was inventing huge buildings falling over. You need to have a break, Jesse. We'll come back after the break.
Wow, wasn't that fun? Hey, fun another thing, here's this about female nature. This chick is just a fucking gold digger. Have fun.
This is a rental?
Yeah.
I thought it was your car.
It's mine for today.
Then what you driving it tomorrow?
My Prius.
Not the Prius.
No, I got a Prius.
The Prius?
Yeah.
Really?
Really.
The Prius?
Yeah, I'm just in the R for the day.
For the day.
For the day.
Well, I mean, if you could still take me to my friends, like, you could take me to my friends. She's texting me right now.
Oh, she's texting you right
now?
Yeah. She don't got no time no more?
Well, I don't know, because I told her I was going to go, so.
Oh.
She's texting me right now.
Okay,
so if you want to just drop me off, she lives, let me give you her address.
I'm not going to lie to you, though. I feel like you should probably walk. Because you're giving me, like, mad gold digger vibes, and I don't rock with gold diggers.
It's cool. I could get my Uber, and he for sure ain't picking me up in no Prius.
Yeah.
Well, it was nice meeting you.
It was nice meeting you too. And just so you know, this is actually my car. I was just doing a test on you to see, you know, what type of person.
Why are you playing with me like that?
And I actually got 4 other cars.
Why are you playing with me like that?
Man, what a gold digging whore. That's women in a nutshell. You try to get rid of them, and then when they find out you have something, they'll try to come back, and they won't get out. Just like herpes, the gift that keeps on giving. And speaking of the gift that keeps on giving, here's Donald Trump. Hopefully you like this little thing. This is Gonzo G saying goodbye, take care, and let's make this new year kick ass. Bye bye.
Donald, you must move your head.
Shenzo, you died, and I'd never got the chance to say goodbye.
Donald, I don't say goodbye. You need to remember your training. Move your head. I cannot explain. I must go.
Wait. Shenzo, if I never see you again, Pinkham, and see you later, Space Cowboy.
But you will see me again, because there's one last thing that I must do.
Well, I'm not told, and if you want to really see something that said,
thank you, Kim Jong.
I'll guard the roads, and I'll guard the sky.